Let's hear now about a dramatic trial in Guatemala. That country's former dictator is charged with genocide and crimes against humanity stemming from killings that happened in the early 1980s. 1,700 indigenous Guatemalans, the Ixchel people, died during one of the bloodiest periods of the country's three-decade-long war, a war that ultimately claimed more than 200,000 lives. At the time, the U.S.-backed strongman Efraín Ríos Montt ruled the country. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Guatemala City on the first day of a genocide trial, which was broadcast live throughout the country.
It was standing room only in the 300-seat Supreme Court auditorium where indigenous survivors, dressed in bright traditional clothes, sat side by side with supporters of the former general. Nobel Peace Prize indigenous leader Rigoberto Menchú sat two seats down from the daughter of former dictator Ríos Montt. 58-year-old Emilio Tojín sat patiently, waiting for the former dictator to enter the courtroom. Tojín said in 1982 his wife and three children were taken prisoner by the army. He and his oldest daughter escaped and fled to Mexico. They had to wait 12 years until it was safe to return home and be reunited with the family.
Mucho tiempo, 12 años. Sí, 12 años.
12 years is a long time. We lost 12 years.
¿Qué más algún día? Tenía que haber justicia.
But he says in his heart he knew one day justice would be served.
Y eso que estamos viendo ahorita.
That's what we're seeing today, he said calmly. It has taken prosecutors years to bring the case against Ríos Montt to trial. But in a stunning move, his lawyers, who had kept him out of court all this time, were not present. Ríos Montt appointed a new attorney, who immediately requested a 5-day postponement to familiarize himself with the case. The judge denied that and multiple other delay requests. In opening arguments, prosecutors, who carried in 10 large boxes of evidence, said they will prove that Ríos Montt set out to exterminate the indigenous Ixchel people by declaring them enemies of the state. Attorney Edgar Perez says military documents show the Ixchel were targeted because of their race.
Un racismo que se ha vivido en este país por siglos.
Perez says this racism has been present in Guatemala for centuries, but reached new heights during Ríos Montt's 17-month rule. More than 1,700 were killed, many more placed in concentration camps, where Perez says women were raped and men were tortured. Defense attorney Francisco García Gudiel said atrocities did occur, but Ríos Montt never gave any orders to exterminate a race.
Hay un documento que les informe a ustedes que giró la orden de exterminio de la comunidad de Ixchel.
Is there a document where he ordered extermination? No, said Garcia. On the contrary, he said there is plenty of evidence showing Ríos Montt's support and aid to the indigenous people. Garcia then accused international activists of instigating and profiting from leftist causes in Guatemala. Jeff Thayil of the Washington Office in Latin America Human Rights Group says such claims by the defense are ridiculous.
What they're trying to do here is move the subject away to suggest that it's troublesome foreigners and former guerrillas, including in the Attorney General's office, who are bringing this case out of vengeance.
In one of the more dramatic motions by the defense, Attorney Garcia accused the judge, Jasmine Barrios, of animosity toward him due to past disagreements. He demanded she recuse herself. Barrios admitted the two had conflicts.
No somos personas rencorosas, ni tenemos por qué serlo.
She said she held no ill will toward him, and if he had lost faith in the court, then he should leave, and she ordered Garcia out. Barrios then appointed attorney Cesar Calderón to represent the former dictator, but Calderón is already representing Ríos Montt's co-defendant. Calderón loudly objected. Waving the penal code book in his hand, Calderón said he came to a trial to represent former intelligence chief José Rodríguez Sánchez. But Calderón said this trial has become a public lynching, a circus. The judge then said she was not asking Calderón to be Ríos Montt's attorney, she was ordering him to. Gas could be heard throughout the large auditorium. And if yesterday's turbulent first day is any indication, the trial, which is broadcast live on radio and TV, will continue to captivate the nation well into the summer. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Guatemala City.